This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Taurus, natal to Navamsha, shift of ascendant. First pot of 320s of Taurus, Capricorn Navamsha. In the Capricorn Navamsha, the practical and disciplined nature of Capricorn combines with Taurus's natural focus on stability and comfort. The individual becomes highly goal-oriented, working diligently toward long-term financial security, career success, and family responsibilities. There is a strong emphasis on structure, planning, and persistence, with a clear focus on accumulating wealth and maintaining order in life. If Saturn, the ruler of Capricorn, is well placed, the individual experiences steady career progress, financial growth, and stability, thanks to their disciplined and structured approach. However, if Saturn is afflicted, they may face delays, challenges in work, or feel burdened by responsibilities, which can cause frustration and lead to slow progress. Second pada, 3D20-6040, Taurus, Aquarius Navamsha. In the Aquarius Navamsha, the influence of Rahu becomes dominant. Taurus shifts its focus from traditional security to broader, more unconventional pursuits. The individual may pursue wealth and stability through innovation, social networks, or unconventional methods. With Rahu's influence, the person might be drawn to ambitious, futuristic goals, often using technology or social influence to achieve their material ambitions. There is an inner desire to break from the traditional and explore uncharted territories to accumulate wealth and resources. If Rahu is well placed, the person can skillfully navigate modern, unconventional avenues to build wealth and achieve success, particularly through networking, technology, or unique opportunities. They may excel in industries that are innovative, cutting edge, or outside the norm. However, if Rahu is afflicted, the person might chase risky ventures, get involved in unstable or speculative activities, or become obsessed with achieving material success, leading to imbalance and potential loss. Third pot at 640, tenders of Taurus, Pisces Navamsha. In the Pisces Navamsha, Taurus becomes more emotionally and spiritually inclined. While the focus on material wealth and comfort remains, there is now a desire for emotional fulfillment and spiritual growth. The individual may look for ways to combine financial stability with creative or compassionate pursuits, seeking emotional satisfaction alongside material success. The blend of Venus, Taurus, and Jupiter, Pisces, energy creates an idealistic nature that balances practicality with dreams of a better, more fulfilling life. If Jupiter is well placed, the person finds a harmonious balance between material success and spiritual or emotional fulfillment, leading to prosperity and happiness in life. However, if Jupiter is afflicted, the individual may become overly idealistic, neglecting practical concerns for emotional or spiritual pursuits, which can lead to instability in their financial life. Fourth pada, 10 degree, the 13D20s of Taurus. Aries Navamsha. In the Aries Navamsha, Taurus becomes more action-oriented and assertive. The usually steady and patient nature of Taurus takes on a more dynamic approach, aggressively pursuing wealth and financial security with a newfound sense of urgency. The individual becomes willing to take bold risks to secure their material goals, showing decisiveness and a proactive attitude toward achieving their ambitions. If Mars, the ruler of Aries, is well placed, the individual will act decisively and with confidence, achieving financial success through bold actions and leadership. However, if Mars is afflicted, the person may act impulsively or become overly aggressive in their pursuit of wealth, leading to potential financial mismanagement or conflicts with others. Fifth pada, 13D20-16E40 of Taurus. Taurus Navamsha. In the Taurus Navamsha, Taurus is fully aligned with its core characteristics of stability, comfort, and material accumulation. The individual becomes deeply rooted in their desire to maintain financial security, enjoy the pleasures of life, and build a stable, luxurious lifestyle. Family, food, and resources take on a central role in their sense of fulfillment, with a strong focus on creating long-term security and comfort for themselves and their loved ones. If Venus, the ruler of Taurus, is well-placed, the individual enjoys a harmonious, prosperous life, with success in areas related to beauty, luxury, and finances. However, if Venus is afflicted, the person may become overly indulgent, materialistic, or resistant to change, leading to stagnation, financial issues, or difficulties in relationships. Taurus, natal to Navamsha, shift of ascendant. Sixth pada, 16 degree 40 to 20 degrees of Taurus. Gemini Navamsha. In the Gemini Navamsha, Taurus channels its energy into communication, intellectual pursuits, and adaptability. The focus shifts from purely material security to gathering knowledge, networking, and developing versatile skills. The individual becomes more mentally active, seeking to learn and connect with others in ways that can support their material and financial goals. The steady, practical Taurus now incorporates flexibility and curiosity, which opens new avenues for wealth accumulation and growth. If Mercury, the ruler of Gemini, is well-placed, the person will excel in communication, learning, and strategic thinking, which can enhance business dealings or intellectual ventures. However, if Mercury is afflicted, the person may struggle with indecisiveness or scattered thinking, leading to missed opportunities or a lack of focus on financial and personal goals. Seventh pada, 20 degrees, 23 degrees, 20s of Taurus, Cancer Navamsha. In the Cancer Navamsha, Taurus becomes more emotionally driven with a focus on family, home, and emotional security. The desire for material wealth is now intertwined with the need for emotional stability and nurturing relationships. The individual seeks to protect and provide for their family, and financial goals are often directed towards ensuring a secure, comfortable home environment. If Moon, the ruler of Cancer, is well-placed, the person is emotionally fulfilled and able to create a harmonious home life, using their resources wisely to care for loved ones. However, if Moon is afflicted, the person may become emotionally unstable, overly protective, or too attached to security, which can lead to emotional strain and financial instability. Eighth pada, 23 degree 20, 26 degree 40 of Taurus. Leo Navamsha. In the Leo Navamsha, Taurus channels its energy toward leadership, recognition, and personal authority. The individual becomes more ambitious and seeks to achieve a position of power or status, often through material success. There is a stronger focus on self-expression, creativity, and standing out in their professional or personal life. Financial goals are pursued with an added desire for public recognition and admiration. If Sun, the ruler of Leo, is well-placed, the person shines as a confident leader, achieving success through creativity and charisma. However, if Sun is afflicted, the individual may become egotistical, overly focused on status, or struggle with balancing personal desires and responsibilities, leading to potential conflicts or power struggles. Ninth pada, 26-30 degrees of Taurus, Virgo Navamsha. In the Virgo Navamsha, Taurus focuses on precision, organization, and service. The individual becomes more detail-oriented, applying their practical and grounded nature to perfecting systems, improving efficiency, and helping others. Financial success is achieved through careful planning, meticulous work, and a strong sense of responsibility. The person is likely to focus on health, work routines, or service-oriented projects that bring stability and long-term rewards. If Mercury, the ruler of Virgo, is well-placed, the individual excels in analytical thinking, problem-solving, and systematic approaches to wealth-building or career success. However, if Mercury is afflicted, the person may become overly critical, anxious, or struggle with perfectionism, which can hinder progress or create tension in work and personal relationships. Conclusion. Throughout the Navamsha shift, Taurus channels its innate desire for stability, wealth, and comfort in unique ways depending on the pada, from the disciplined efforts of Capricorn to the unconventional ambitions of Aquarius, influenced by Rahu, and the emotional depth of Cancer. Taurus adapts its approach to accumulating wealth and maintaining security in diverse, nuanced ways. The effectiveness of these efforts is largely dependent on the planetary ruler of each Navamsha. When well-placed, these planetary influences help Taurus thrive in their pursuits, but if afflicted, they may struggle with obstacles such as emotional instability, ego issues, or scattered focus. The overarching theme remains the pursuit of long-term stability, family harmony, and material success, which is expressed differently through each Navamsha Pada.